Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. Two small shifts to make getting off the couch and doing something so much easier. I think about all the shoulds in your life, all the things that come to mind that you should do, and that feeling of, ugh, and the feeling of, I know I should, but, and there's this long list of things to do around it that you don't even conceptualize. And it just feels like a lot. And it can keep us stuck there, idling in park and not driving anywhere, if you would. Driven. We're all driven, but stuck in park. We can do that. This happened to me the other day and I tried something that worked. Then lo and behold, literally the very next day, the concept was scientifically defined for me by Harvard and MIT professor Jeff Karp, as we talked about the message in his new book, Lit, Life Ignition Tools. Use nature's playbook to energize your brain, spark ideas, and ignite action. The concept that he brought forth is called lowering activation. So drive with me a moment and I'll unpack it so you can use it as well. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon really impressed me, from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. All right, two small shifts to make getting off the couch and doing something so much easier. So think about going on vacation. Right? You're excited about going, about the destination, about what you're going to do there, but you feel overwhelmed with all there is to do. And this keeps a lot of people from even going on a vacation. It's interesting, as I record this right now, my wife just went to Texas to see the big eclipse with 8 of our kids, kids, significant others, whatnot. I stayed home with 2 of the grandkids. They're younger. It'll actually make the trip easier on everyone else. But man, that's a lot of effort and I wasn't really into it this time. But even if you're going on a solo trip, which I'm about to do as well, it's a lot. I was making a list this morning. I'm going in a few days on a guy's adventure with like 7-8 guys. We're going a few hours away to some epic mountain bike trails here in Colorado. We're going to camp and ride and tailgate and just have a grand time. But I'm sitting here and I got to think, oh my gosh, is my tent? How's my tent? It's the new season. Or the beginning of the summer season here, or spring and summer. Is my tent okay? Did the rats eat it up? Whatever. And so you're looking at that. And now just think to the normal tasks of life, right? And there are these little barriers, especially the things that you want to do that are good for you, but you don't have to do them, right? They're in the maybe important, but the not urgent category in Stephen Covey's quadrants. It reminds me of a guy I had on my show quite a while ago. Name's Joshua Spodek. He is an astrophysicist. And he talked about this. He wrote a blog about it back then. That's what I had him on the show for. He called it SIDCHA, S-I-D-C-H-A, self-imposed daily challenging activity. There's these things that we do to grow ourselves that we don't have to do. Getting up early in the morning, meditating or doing devotions or having some quiet time or planning your day, whatever that may be, exercising, these things, eating well, these things that are beneficial to us, but nobody's holding a gun to our head. We don't have to. There's no immediate consequence if we don't do them. And of course, those things help us. But what Joshua pulled out and what I so appreciate is it was the parts are greater than, or the results are greater than just the sum of those little parts. Doing those things, you know, having my meditation in the morning, planning the day is good for me. Exercising is good for me. Eating is good for me. But doing those things, I don't have to do those siddhas, as he said, self-imposed daily challenging activities. Doing those things, the ultimate sum of what it does for my brain, my mental health, my fortitude, makes me a better person overall. I'm the kind of person who can do things that are good for me that I don't have to do. That's a big deal. And so looking at those though, especially those things we don't have to do, or the things we don't have to do, man, it's those little barriers that get in the way and keep us from doing it. So how can we make those better? How can we make going to the gym better, or going on a bike ride today, or cleaning the house or the car, or reorganizing the garage? So what Jeff Karp, professor at MIT and Harvard, talked about is lowering activation, to activate, to do those things. How can we lower it? We looked at the energy and the effort to activate, to start something, to get up off the couch and do those things. How can we reduce the barrier of entry? Okay, number one, do the prep ahead of time so the barrier is gone. What if that's all you do is just do the prep? You don't even do the thing, meaning the night before you wake up, you set your journal out or your yoga mat or whatever it may be. You set the coffee on to be ready automatically. You put your running shoes and your earphones and whatever you need by the door, all ready to go. And I referenced this in the intro. The day before I had Jeff on the show, I was thinking of, so I'm up in the mountains. It's not mountain bike season. All the trails still have snow in them, but I thought I got to get some miles in just so my body's ready before I go on a trip, this mountain bike trip with these guys. And see, one of my bikes that is ready to go is at my office. So I'm here at home and thinking, it's my other bike. I haven't been on that in a while, not since I wrecked last September and broke all my bones and whatnot. So I got to go out, see if it's in shape. How are the tires? We have tubeless tires these days. So the liquid stuff that's in it that seals the sealant can get pooled. It's been sitting there for 6 months now. It's probably pooled, whatever. And I want to go ride and I got all that stuff. So what I did is I thought, you know what? I'm just going to prep it. That's all I'm committed to today. So I went out, got the bike, brought it inside, checked the tires. They did need air. I had to straighten the handlebars, whatever, did that stuff. And then I was just done. That was kind of all I wanted to do. I'm just done. So I went back to work, came here, sat right where I'm sitting right now. Maybe I had lunch. A couple hours go by. Man, it's really sunny outside. And I walk by it then, and well, now it's ready to go. Heck, I'm just going to go. And I went. Now, it could have been the next day, but you get the idea. It was having it ready and just committing to the prep. So do the prep time, the prep ahead of time, so the barrier is gone. Prep the thing. Just commit to that. That's one of the things that Jeff talked about that was so good. It's so true. We would just, you know, get the stuff ready so now there's no barrier to starting. Whatever that is, even if it's planning. Okay, what I got to clean the garage. What are all the things? Go out and take a look at it. I'm just committing to that. I'm not ready to do all this. What a pain in the butt. But I'm going to go out, take a look, kind of get my head around it. I find so often just doing that kind of gets me prepped and ready to go. And I may just go ahead and do it like I did with my mountain bike ride, or I may just, you know, at least the next day I'm going to wake up and it's all prepped. I kind of got my head around it. I took the hard stuff out of the way. That's number one. Number two, cut it up into little parts. Sometimes doing a little will get us ready to and able to do it all. It's kind of like that old adage of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I tend to be somebody who, man, if I'm going to do it, let's just go. Let's just do it. Let's go. Let's kill it. I don't like putting things off to my older age, but I have found that at this day and time, at 53 years old, I am a little more prone to cutting things up into parts and to think about, yeah, cleaning the garage, man, I'm just going to do this one bench. And I go out there And I'm not overwhelmed by all there is to do. I just, I'm not going to deal with that corner and that wall. I'm going to go over here and take care of this bench. And just doing that while I look around and I kind of get my head around, I think, you know, I don't really need to do that. That's not as bad as I thought. And, or maybe it is bad, but now I've got my head around it. I can see it and okay, but I did this a little bit and it's good. And a lot of times I can come back the next day and just kill the whole thing, but cutting it up into parts. I had a friend one time, we talked about running, doesn't enjoy running, didn't enjoy running at all. And he said, you know what? It's helped me a lot to give myself permission to quit. Man, it really threw me for a loop, especially being a pro athlete, man. That's what you build. Never, ever, ever quit, you know, never quit. And there's a place for that. This isn't a one size fits all concept, but in this scenario of getting himself to run, he says, man, it helps me to be able to give myself permission to quit, to get up in the morning and say, you know what? I just am really, really feeling not into it. I'm not going to do it. He says, man, it gives me permission that the next day I'm okay. It's not so much pressure. I'm not holding on so tightly. It's powerful for me. So a couple of things to help you lower your activation. Now, I do want to point out Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I've had him on my show 4 or 5 times. He's the lead story in my book, What Drives You. And his book, Willpower Doesn't Work, is so tremendous to say, don't rely on your willpower. It is finite. It will run out. Try to arrange your environment for success. And in that sense, you know, if you struggle with eating XYZ foods late at night, just don't have them there. Earlier in the day when you've got willpower and you're shopping, don't buy them. That's me. I have to do that. If the stuff is in here, if the ice cream, the cheesecake, the whatever is sitting around, wine, I'm going to have it. I just am. I'm not going to fight it. So I'm just going to, if I don't want to have those things, I just got to keep them out of the house. Then there's no chance or no choice. So don't rely on your willpower. Arrange your environment. That's another thing that Jeff was talking about in regards to lowering your activation. Make it easier on yourself. On this journey, I hope this helps you look at some of the things that you want to do and lower the barrier of entry. Lower your activation is what Jeff Karp said. Thanks again to him for spurring this concept on. I truly hope this episode has helped you drive further and enjoy the ride. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.